the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We didn't get through all the stories we had in the first half hour. And in the first hour, we didn't get through all the great stories for this week, I should say. And there's so many that are important. The one I wanted to first discuss was the LDL level you should get. The data on statins and Zetia. Zetia is another drug that has a different mechanism of action for lowering cholesterol than statins. Zetia was found not to be effective at preventing coronary artery disease when it was given in a small dose and didn't lower the LDL. So this is a 13-year study, millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars spent by Merck to prove that their drug wasn't useless. And in fact, it did show a tremendous benefit when you got the LDL cholesterol down to 50. Now, whether that was down with statins or whether it was down with Zetia plus a statin or whether diet, exercise, and the SE diet, which often gets things in that way, that is nothing with a mother or face. These are things that can get you there, but the statins, they used an older statin, simvastatin. It's not as good an anti-inflammatory effect, and that's a big effect of the statin drugs. So if you've got coronary artery disease, there is a reason, there is a strong reason for you to go to and try and get a level of LDL around 50 or below. It is doable. There was a risk early on. It was worried, would you get mental dysfunction because LDL cholesterol is important in nerve membrane transmission. There was a worry, would you get cancer because it's important for immune. Neither of those in this huge study over 13 years, none of those crept up at a higher rate in the lower LDL group than in the higher LDL group. Going for a lower LDL is important. It appears in some people and may even be one of the ways you can get a do-over and really reverse your coronary artery disease. Now, Dr. Esselstyn's diet that, of course, Bill Clinton is on and many other people who are famous and have read about it, once they read about it, they go on it. It's very doable. Mrs. Esselstyn, Ann Cryo Esselstyn, came out with a great cookbook, show you how to cook this with great delight and delicious food. There even are a couple of ready-to-make food companies serving or sending most of the ingredients so you can be easily cooked. But in any case, nothing, eating nothing with a face or a mother, as Dr. Esselstyn said, does seem to reverse coronary artery disease. He published a series of the 203 people who've been on this for an average of about 4 years, and remarkable, over 90% did not have another event, whereas you would have expected about 20% a year to have an event. So really remarkable data from Dr. Esselstyn. And yes, I helped him review those cases, so my name is on the paper, and have to disclose that conflict. Now, one of the other things, we're coming up, by the way, with Gary Ginsberg, and he's got a set of excellent topics to talk to, one of which is the bad and the good, e-cigarettes and carcinogens. If you will, this Japanese study which showed the level of carcinogens in e-cigarettes to be 8 to 10 times greater than those in regular tobacco. So we'll talk to Gary Ginsberg about that, as well as about smog control and a whole bunch of other things. And some good things about what's not toxic. And one of those things that isn't toxic is the subject we're just talking about, statins. One of the other articles this week that came out was from GlobalCan, Database of Cancer Incidence and Mortality, which looked at 184 countries. In this study that was published in Lancet Oncology, which is one of the great books that talks about cancer. Cancer is called oncology in the medical literature. It looked at obesity or excess body weight, and it said it's responsible for 480,000 new cancer cases per year. If you will, 111,000 of them were in the United States. That is, in the United States or Canada, 23% of all cancer cases in the United States were thought related to obesity. That's huge, and more in women than men. That's because of postmenopausal breast cancer and a rising, if you will, body mass index, or a rising obesity in the United States. So it may be that as many, if you look at it, it may be as many as 35% of cancers in women, 15% in men are due to obesity. That's huge. It also gives us a real target, and is the reason why, one of the reasons why, if you get those five things, we talk about the five things that Swedish men get or that nurses get. If you get those five targets, you have between an 80 and 90% lower risk of serious medical events between the ages of 50 or 80. It means you're the equivalent of 25 years younger. One of those five is a waist that's half your height. So getting that waist that's half your height, or normal BMI, BMI under 27, and that's body mass index. You can go on Google and find out all the ways of getting that, calculating that based on your weight and height. Don't cheat. You're only cheating yourself. So getting a body mass index under 27, or a waist that measured at your belly button, you put a tape measure around your belly button, suck in, you will anyway, that level should be, if you're 68 inches tall, that's 5 feet 8 inches tall, your waist should be under 34. That's what I mean by half your height. So that's the way of doing it. And if you do that, you avoid the risk, and it's a sizable risk, of obesity causing cancers. Let's go now to another one of the top subjects of the week. Let's see, Sonar, we've got about 3 minutes, so I'm going to take one of the wonderful things. Fewer than 18% of Americans still smoke cigarettes. We're at a new all-time low. We've never been under that. But remember, the goal for 2020 is 12%. Only one state meets that, California now. And no other state meets that. And in Ohio, because we haven't had money in tobacco prevention, we're actually increasing. We're the only state increased over the last 7 years. Horrible. But 18% of the United States smokes. It's mainly in poor populations. You say, they cost so much. How can poor populations? Well, poor populations are spending their money on smoking, unfortunately. Does e-cigarettes get you off? Not according to this other data. And it may be worse for your friends and your environment to do that. Are they right? The majority in the U.S. think gluten-free diet will boost health. The data is literally 1 in 250 of us has a gluten allergy, true place where your belly, your villi, your absorptive surface inside you, those little fingers that project inside your intestine, get smaller, and you malabsorb from getting gluten, which is one of the proteins in wheat, rye, and barley, and oats, obviously. So if you get that, if you have gluten in wheat, oat, and barley, 1 in 250. But 7% of people think they're intolerant. That is, they feel much better with it. Well, in fact, the majority of Americans, I think it was, I'm blanking on it, the exact number, but a huge number of people said they would feel better if they went on a gluten. That's more than 50% of us think we will feel better if we go on a gluten-free diet. The message for you is go gluten-free, see if you feel better. If you do, stay with it. When we come back, Gary Ginsberg, wonderful stories that Gary is going to talk about. The EPA is trying to tighten smog standards. Why?
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.